they quaint looking.
They really are.
I guess I think more of the kind of the big wheel, though. It's,
well, you didn't see one around here?
No, I just mean pictures I've seen.
Oh, yes. They're
I've seen the
picturesque.
One at McKinney's Pond. It says not in Jefferson County.
I didn't know they had a mill wheel.
No, not a wheel. Just no wheel.
The old mill. Well, they are the oldest manufacturing concern in the United States.
The sound is very pleasant.
Yes.
Just the sounds of the water
rushing through.
I like that sound myself. Talking about mills and grinding things, how would you refer to a sharpening stone that might be fixed on a handle, things that you would sharpen old knives or different articles with?
That's a grindstone.
Are you familiar with a stone that you might even call a portable sharpening stone that you could hold and sharpen?
Yes, I have two in the kitchen.
What is it?
My grandson sharpened my butcher knives on.
What do you call it?
Whetstone.
Have you ever referred to it as a rub stone or?
No.
Whetstone.
The whetstone.
What do you call a small vehicle to carry bricks or heavy things, and it's got the wheel in front and the two little handles?
A bear.
Have you ever referred to it as a Georgia buggy? Ever heard that term?
Never.
And what would you carry coal in?
A scuttle.
When you speak of a coal scuttle, are you thinking about the item with the kind of a big spout looking
yes.
thing on the end?
And a handle.
Yeah.
And a handle and a grip on the opposite side from the spout that you can grasp and tilt it.
Right. If something is very squeaky and you want to lubricate it, you might say you wanted to
oil it. Or grease it.
Would you, if you were speaking of a car and you wanted to get out a squeak or work on the car, would you say you were going to grease the car?
Well, I think we would say we're going to lubricate it.
And if grease got all over your hands, you would say they were
greasy.
Now, if your door over there is squeaking, what would you put on the little place to keep it from squeaking?
I used a shell.
And what would you burn in a lamp?
Kerosene. Coal oil.
Would you call it kerosene and coal oil as opposed to lamp oil?
Never use the term lamp oil.
What might you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag and a bottle and some kerosene? Can you think of any?
Mm-hmm. Now, they used to use a can, and I have one that someone gave me that was used on the Central of Georgia. It was a can that had a wick in it. And had a handle on the side of the can, and it was a flambeau.
Flambeau.